This man shares, it's passed by Sandy and Saul Bodenheimer and family, in memory of Chaya Rosa, Bas Shlomo Zalman, Moshom and Minyamin Ben Baruch Bodenheimer Zal. I want to speak about tonight about a topic that appears to be a very technical topic, not all that much relevant l'maisa, but some of the issues that come out of this topic are extremely relevant, both in terms of Hilchos Leil HaSeder, in terms of Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, as we went to see in terms of issues related to Chametz, and really issues that relate to Kol Torah Kula. So the sugya starts really in a little bit of an historical sense. The first time I'm coming is the Tosfos in Masechet Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara makes a statement that Akav Omer V'Hadar Ochel, the Gemara is commenting on the Pesukim in Sefer Yehoshua, which described the very first Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So the Pesukim describe that they entered into Eretz Yisrael, and then Mimachos HaPesach, afterwards they started to eat from the new grain. The apparent pshat of the Pesukim is that they didn't eat from the new grain as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael. They had to wait until the day of the Pesach because of the prohibition of Chadash. So the Gemara says that first they were offered the Korban HaOmer on the right day, on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, and in Tezai Nisan, and afterwards they began to eat from the new matzah. So Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi Maksha, that it would appear from the Pesukim that the night before, namely the two nights before, the night of the Leil HaSeder, when there was a mitzvah deraisa of Erev Toch L'Matzos, so they didn't have any grain around. The only grain that they had when they entered into Eretz Yisrael was Chadosh. So it appears that they didn't eat Chadosh that year. They didn't eat the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah from the Chadosh, which apparently meant that they didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah that year. So comes Yerushalmi and asks, why not? Why don't we say that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah from Erev Toch L'Matzos should be dochev yidchel oseset the chadash. It should be dochev the lav of yidchel chadash. We know the Gemara tells us the Masechus Yevamos derived from Sukkah. One of the famous makaros for this is lasul b'shatnes teler fishin yach. A little bit of tzitzis in Yonim. We spoke about it earlier this year. That when you have a clash between the mitzvah of tzitzis and the prohibition of shatnes under certain circumstances, the mitzvah of tzitzis is dochev yisur shatnes. So too the Yerushalmi asks, let the mitzvah say of erev toch l'matzos override the losasei of not eating chadash. So says the tells in the name of the Yerushalmi, Mitaretz, the Eina say the Kodma Diba Dochel Osesa Diachar Diba. The Yerushalmi claims that there's a hierarchy within mitzvahs that we usually think that all mitzvahs derais are the same. The Manafkamina, which Sefer and Chumash it appears, it appears in Bereish, it appears in Dvar, it's all the same. So the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The Yerushalmi says that mitzvahs that were given before actual Matan Torah, in a certain sense on a lower level of mitzvah, the mitzvahs which were given post Matan Torah. Doesn't mean that we don't have to fulfill the mitzvahs from Kodem Matan Torah, but it means that in terms of the hierarchy of the Chiyah, one mitzvah overriding another, so there is a certain degree of a hierarchy. So an Aseh which is Kodem Adibur, such as the mitzvah Aseh of Achilas Matzah, which was given to Christ, well, in Eretz Mitzrayim already, the Erev Toch L'Matzos was said in Parshas Bo, the four Parshas Yisroel, that does not have the ability to be Daicha Alos Aseh, the prohibition of Chodosh, which was given in Parshas Emor, which is, of course, way up to Matan Torah. That's Yerushalmi's suggestion. So this is really a technical teretz. This is really an essay doch halosase type of a teretz, which doesn't get to relate all that much in terms of Hilchos Pesach. Inami, Tosa suggests another teretz, Yesh Loma, the Gzera Kazayas Rishon Ata Kazayas Sheni. Tosa says a fascinating shot, that strictly speaking, the kasha is really better than the answer. That Min HaTorah Aseh doch halosase would apply over here, that if you have a clash, and the only matzah you have in front of you is a matzah shel chadash, so then you should eat that matzah shel chadash, violate the losa same in a Torah of eating chadash, because the essay of matzah is going to be doichid. So taka, why in the days of Yeshua didn't they do that? So b'drabbanan, they were afraid not to do that. That means Yeshua was also a chacham. He's ready from the Rabbanan. So Yeshua and his beis din decided that would not be a good idea to do, because if you tell people to eat that kezayis of matzah, which technically speaking is mutter, because it's doichad al say, next thing you know, they're going to eat a second kezayis. Matzah tastes good, so they're going to have more, they're going to have kurnach, they're going to eat more, they're going to munch on matzah throughout the night, even though the munching on the matzah throughout the night is clearly not going to be a fulfillment of the Erev Toch L'Matzos. So then all you're going to be stuck with is a losasei. So as a gezeira, lest people come to violate the losasei, shalom v'mokha mitzvah, the Chum did away with the mitzvah of Achilas Masa under those circumstances. How could the Chum tell you not to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Masa? So we've had this already many times. The yesh koch b'yach ha-chum l'ak v'dov v'natar b'shev al-tasa. When it's just passive, like don't blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah shechalas b'shabbos. Don't wear tittus on a baguette of linen, which we spoke about perichas a few months ago. So to over here, the Chum said, don't eat masa on Pesach night, because if you eat matzah shel chadash, next thing you know is you can end up eating the chadash shel b'makom mitzvah. That tells us a suggestion. So this idea that tells us developing this gezeira, kezayis rishon, not the kezayis sheni, would seem to indicate that the point of Kedai Sheni, namely anything after the first Kedai, is not really a mitzvah achilas matzah, because if it would be a mitzvah achilas matzah, then that would also be subsumed under the category of asei dochel also say. So the Pasuk of Shadis tells us 100% right that the mitzvah is to eat a kezayis on Pesach night. There's no mitzvah presumably any more than a kezayis. So any subsequent eating that you do on Pesach night is matzah shel reshus. So the matzah shel reshus doesn't have the ability to be dochel alav of chadosh. So the Rambam may question this assumption of Tosfos. The second of the Marma Kamos, the Rambam tells us, when he formulates the mitzvah of achilas matzah, says the Rambam, mitzvah saseh min haTorah, lechol matzah b'lechol misha asa shenem ve'erev toich l'matzah, b'chol mokom b'chol zman. So the first thing the Rambam is clear to tell us that the mitzvah applies under all circumstances, all time and place. V'lo tola achilas zu b'korban Pesach, that one should not think that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is linked to korban Pesach. Why would one have even thought that? Because the answer is, there's one opinion in the Gemara that Taka says that. There's one day in the Gemara that says that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is man azez on the midrabanan. Because the Torah says, "Amasa samrom yachluhu," it's a package deal. Pesach matzah maror. So, in fact, when it comes to the mitzvah achilas maror, we paskin it is only midrabanan b'zman hazeh, because maror is tali b'korban Pesach. And there was one amor in the Gemara that says that matzah is also tali b'korban Pesach. If you don't have korban Pesach, then the whole matzah is hakol mikol kol on midrabanan. And the Gemara says we don't pass like that. The Gemara quotes a brisa that supports the other opinion. It says no, that matzah is different. Why is matzah different? Because there's an additional pasuk of the erev toich l'matzah. That pasuk, the erev toich l'matzah, which is not in the context of korban Pesach, teaches us that there's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma v'achilas matzah, even separate from the mitzvah of korban Pesach. The Rambam is in effect paraphrasing that whole sugya in the end of Maseches Pesachim. So v'lo tala achilas zu b'korban Pesach, elazu mitzvah b'fnei atzma mitzvah sekara laila. Then the Rambam takes a stand on the other machlokes hatanoim about when is the sov zman achilas matzah? Is it at chatzos or is it in the morning? So the Rambam paskens in the morning. Aval, now the Rambam gets the Babashara regal. What about after Pesach night, during the rest of Pesach? Achilas matzah rishus. Then it's a totally different ballgame. Then it's only rishus. Rotzah oichel matzah, rotzah oichel oiras, adoichen, or klois, or peiras. Then one has an option of either eating rice. I guess if you're a Sephardi, the Rambam is a Sephardi, you can eat rice. You can eat doichen, other types of beans, klois, peiras, etc. But now the Rambam goes back to where we started from. But on the night of the 15th, it's a real obligation. And now the Rambam concludes, once a person ate a kezayis, he fulfills his obligation. So already the Netziv, and a little bit even before the Netziv, already Tolkien pointed out that the Hemshech HaLoshon of the Rambam is a little bit strange. The Rambam usually, when he opens up a mitzvah, so he tries to tell you in the most concise form what the nature of the mitzvah is. He tries to give you as much as he can to shtup into the first sentence to tell you, like Rahabi, write a good essay. So you have to get a good opening sentence. If you don't get a good opening sentence, the whole thing falls by the wayside. A good drasha also. If you don't start off with a good joke at the beginning, so then you lose everybody. So the Rambam also, he's introducing the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So the Rambam is telling you a story about you have to eat matzah and chamisha asa v'nisan. It tells you all these details about the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And then kind of as like an afterthought, at the very end, the Rambam throws it in. And by the way, when you eat a kezayis, you eat yotzei. So if I was writing Mishnah Torah, I would have written, mitzvahs esem in a Torah, lecho kezayis matzah v'lecho chamisha asa v'nisan. Kezayis is so critical. They're sending you these cardboard sheets about how to measure kezayis. Isn't that important? Isn't that a major component of the mitzvah? Isn't that something that belongs in the opening sentence of the Rambam's essay about achilas matzah? And the Rambam tells you the time and the place and the relationship, lack thereof, the current pace. And he tells you about the mitzvah on the first night of Kattis to the mitzvah the rest of the week. And then, by the way, v'yodei shleimah, if you ate a kezayis, you're yotzei. So it's a very strange presentation of the Rambam. So this led a group of acharonim to suggest that maybe what the Rambam is telling us is really a tremendous chiddush in terms of the mitzvah achilas matzah. That the mitzvah achilas matzah is not really to eat a kezayis and matzah. The mitzvah achilas matzah is to eat matzah Pesach night. That's what it says in the Chumash. The erev toich l'matzah. The more you eat, the greater mitzvah there is. Ela what? Yeh shir b'dov. There has to be some type of a minimum shir where the halacha says that you ate. Otherwise, what the guy has to sit and eat from 7 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock in the morning, he's got to keep on stuffing his face more and more and more and more. There has to be at some point where we say, okay, you were yaitse yechiv. So comes the Rambam and says, that's what it means, v'sh'ochel kezayis yotzei dechavasai. That means there's a halacha l'moshe mesina that says that ein achil l'pachusim kezayis. That if a guy ate a kezayis matzah, so you could say about him, he did be'erf toch l'matzahs. But the more he eats, the greater the kiyum. He eats 2 kezayisim, so that's twice the mitzvah. 4 kezayisim, 4 times the mitzvah. The more mass you eat, the more the merrier. Mishu'ochel kezayis yotzidei chavasa. If you eat less than a kezayis, then you can't even say yotzidei chavasa. And you didn't do a ma'is achila, since halacha moshe mitzvah defines achila as ein achila b'chus mekezayis. So less than a kezayis is not even in the ballpark. That's mamish nothing. But the shiur of kezayah should not be understood as a maximum shiur. The shiur of kezayah should be understood as a minimum shiur. That's why the Rambam put it all the way at the end. That's not the definition of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not lechol kezayis matzah. The mitzvah is lechol matzah b'lo chamisha asar. And one of the tnoim, one of the problem of the mitzvah is that did the evidence, you ate a kezayis, then you ate yaitz in the mitzvah. According to this, this opens up a whole new understanding in terms of achilas matzah, that the more one eats on Pesach night is considered to be a greater kiyum. That's in fact what some of the Haranim say. That's why the Mishnah makes such a fuss at the beginning of Aviv Pesachim. You're not supposed to eat in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Why is that? So we usually think because we want to make sure that the person eats with a greater gusto, a greater taiva, he's going to enjoy the matzah more. So some Haranim say, no, that's not what it means. What it means is that not that we want you to just to enjoy the mitzvah as a hidden mitzvah, we want you to enjoy the matzah so you'll eat more. We want to encourage you to eat more matzah, because if the whole mitzvah was just to eat a kezayis, a little tiny piece of matzah, so then what do you have to starve yourself the whole afternoon for? Just tell me you'll be able to swallow down, gulp down a kezayis and matzah. But once you tell me that the nature of the mitzvah is lechol tvei, lechol more, the more the merrier, that the mishacha kezayis is just a minimum shiur, but it's not a maximum shiur. So then it makes a lot of sense why the Chachamim went the extra mile to tell you that you should really starve yourself, you shouldn't eat too much in the afternoon, so that not only that you can eat with the derech taiva, but that you can eat the more, because the more that you eat, the greater the kima mitzvah is going to be. Well, that perhaps this Rambam is the source for a possible chumrah that some have about the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with matzah mevushelas, with matzah that was already cooked. That's the reason why kneidlach, when you can't fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah, but eat a kneidl. So there were some who had the minig not to eat kneidlach by the seder, not because of gebracht. Not doing gebracht. The lit box, they weren't even believing gebracht. But by the seder, there were some who had the kpeder not to eat the kneidl. Why? Because you're really supposed to eat as much matzah as you can. So, you're allowed to eat a main dish at the seder. You're allowed to eat a piece of chicken at the seder. You're allowed to eat a piece of kefir fish at the seder. You're allowed to eat a piece of pater kugel at the seder. That's okay. That's not considered to be a bitl of achilas matzah. It's understood. You can eat matzah. You eat a little bit of a food also. But here you have a piece of matzah in front of you, and you went out of your way, dafka, to turn it into a knedel, dafka, in a way you can't fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah. That's like a slap in the face to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. That's like a bitl of achilas matzah. Kozman, you're not in the matzah family, you're eating other types of food. That's not a bitl of achilas matzah. But kozman, you're in the matzah family, and you could have eaten it as a piece of shmur matzah, and you decided, for no good reason, just to eat it as a delicious yummy knedel, because you know there's some shmur matzah tastes better, so why'd you go ahead and eat the knedel? So that's like a bitl assay, so to speak, in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So that idea only makes sense according to the Rambam. If you hold that once you ate a kezayis, it's all over already. All the matzah you eat afterwards is matzah shel reshus, so there's no difference in eating a knedel by the first night or eating a knedel the third day chol hamoed. It's all the same thing. There's another reason why some are machmir not to eat knedel by the seder, which is a different chumrah for a different reason. The Beis Halevi's chumrah not to eat knedel the entire first day of Pesach. Also, nothing to do with the gebrach, because the Gemara says that you have there's a din of lechem oni by the first day of Pesach. The Gemara says that the rest of the week of Pesach there's no din of lechem oni, so technically speaking you can eat matzah shira. Ashkenazim, we don't need it for other reasons, matzah shira, but technically speaking you can eat the matzah shira after the first day. So the Gemara uses the phrase yom hakama. The first day you shouldn't eat matzah shira. So Rashi and Nakamara says that yom hakama means by the seder. That doesn't mean the whole first day. It means by the seder night, because that's what the mitzvah of lechem oni is. And the Rambam doesn't sound that way. The Rambam quotes the Gemara verbatim, yom rishon. So the Beis Halevi develops the whole yisoid that maybe the Rambam holds that lechem oni is not just as part of the mitzvah of the erev teichel matzahs. There's a din of lechem oni. The din of lechem oni means that the first day of Pesach you have to make a special zeicher dafka to lechem oni, and that zeicher has to be both by the night meal as well as by the day meal. So it comes out when you eat a knedel, so a knedel may be a bittel of a lechem oni. Because some of the Rishon Tosfos writes that the reason why matzah mevushelas is no good is because that's considered to be not a kiyum of lechem oni. So if you put two and two together, so now you can't eat knedel for the whole first day of Pesach, chutzlar is for 2 days of Pesach. So there are different shittas about the knedel. Should I call it the knedel shia? So the chassidim only knedel the whole week. That's out chometz. Has nothing to do with the shtickel parah. That's out chashash of gebrach. Then you have, I guess we call it Norman of Halacha, everybody else who doesn't keep the brach. So you can eat knedel at the Seder also, my nafkamina. And then you have different permutations within people who won't eat knedel at a certain time of Pesach. Some people won't eat it by the Seder because that's a bitl of the Erev Teichel Matzos. And others won't eat it the first day of Pesach, that's a bitl of Lechem Oni. Yeah, those are really the chidushim in terms of the anti-knedel movement. The normal two mahalchim are either you're all for it or you're all against it. So getting back to this Rambam as it relates to Tosfos claimed that one of the reasons why in the days of Yeshua they didn't permit them to eat the matzah shel chadash even though in a Torah, I say dochel al sedek, because they were afraid that if you're going to eat more than the appropriate amount, that's going to be eating matzah shav reshus. And the matzah shav reshus doesn't have the ability, of course, to be doichad yisur of chadosh. So would the Rambam accept the second Torah and Tosfos or not? So one could argue that the Rambam wouldn't accept this, because the Rambam holds that the eating of the matzah at the Seder is not a matzah shav reshus, that's a matzah shav mitzvah. So maybe kol's man, you're eating matzah at the Seder, you can't say that's a stam, a regular plain old eating matzah. That's a kiyum of erev dochel matzahs. So maybe that kiyum of erev dochel matzahs has the ability to be dochel osaseh also. So maybe there's a real machlekes here between Tosfos and the Rambam. Maybe from the fact that the Baalei HaTosfos, at least in the second Teretz, gave that gezeira, they made up this gezeira kazayas rishon otu kazayas sheni. So maybe Tosfos by definition disagrees with the Rambam, but it's not necessarily the case. Rabbi Chanan has a shayla in a different context, but it would be relevant here also. Rabbi Chanan raises a shayla in the rules of asay dochel osaseh. So know that there are two types of mitzvah asay. There are mitzvah asay which are b'taras chiyuv, and the mitzvah seh b'taras kiyum. Mitzvah seh b'taras chiyuv, like the mitzvah of blowing shofar, the mitzvah of eating matzah at the beginning of the Seder, the mitzvah of putting on tefillah, those are mitzvahs chiyuvahs. Then you have other types of mitzvahs, which are mitzvah kiyumahs, namely, you're not mechuyev to do this, but if you do it, then you get a schar for doing such and such a mitzvah. So Rabbi Chanan raises an independent hakira, in order to satisfy the principle of asay dochel osaseh, must it be a mitzvah chiyuvahs, must it be a higher level of mitzvah, a type of a mitzvah that if you don't do it, so you consider it to be mevatel the mitzvah. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe asay dochel osaseh is sufficient. If it's a mitzvah, what's the difference? And if it's a chiyuv, it's kiyum, it's tachas and shemayim, you get a couple of brownie points for doing this mitzvah, so that's sufficient to fulfill the din of asay dochel osaseh. So Rabbi Chanan's not sure about that. So if that side of the hakir of Rabbi Chanan is correct, that only a mitzvah chiyuvis has the ability to be dochei surim, so then this Rambam is not really related to this tells us anymore. That even the Rambam could accept Tosfos, that all the Rambam said is that after the first Kazayis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. The Rambam did not say it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. The Rambam did not say that if a person doesn't eat the extra 35 Kazayis by the Seder, so he did something wrong. No, Chalila, the Rambam agrees that you can't say the guy was mevatel the mitzvah as long as he ate a Kazayis. So if you assume that in order to invoke the principle of Asay Dochel Osaseh, you need a mitzvah chiyuvis, so then even though the Rambam does accept the idea that additional matzah is a mitzvah chiyuvis it's not. It's only considered to be a mitzvah kiyumis. So kol panim, we have Tosfos. Tosfos suggests the two different reasons why in the days of Yeshua they did not eat matzah shechadosh. That's what the psukim say, they did not eat the matzah shechadosh. So either because ein asei shokadim adibur dochel osaseh shel yachra adibur, or the reason is the gezerim adirabani kazayis rishon otu kazayis sheni. Whether the Rambam would accept that gezerah or not is somewhat questionable, because the Rambam does seem to accept this idea that there is something special and unique about eating matzah even past the original kazayas. Whether that's sufficient to invoke as a dochel osaseh would be somewhat questionable. But perhaps there's an entirely different mahalach than Tosfos and Yerushalmi as to why the notion of asay dochel osaseh really is not applicable in this scenario of Yerushalmi. So really to understand this is a suggestion that's given by the Yer Sameach, but in order to really appreciate the Yer Sameach, we have to really go through the makaros that the Yer Sameach emphasized. And some of these makaros are relevant for matzah, and some of them are going to become relevant for other aspects of Pesach as well. The third of the Mamakomos, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim, Mechafala from the days, in the context of the sugya of Isra Hanoah B'chametz. How do you know the Chametz is also B'Hanoah? Given everybody knows that, the truth is the Gemara tells us a secret, not everybody knows that. There was one Tana, Rabbi Yosef Glu, who says the Chametz is Mutar B'Hanoah. Everyone agrees you can eat Chametz and Pesach, that's the Pasuk Chumash. But the fact that it's also B'Hanoah, so Rubu the Tanaim helped, that is true. And there was one lone dissenting view which was not accepted in Halacha. But within the opinions that Chametz is also B'Hanoah, Min HaTorah, where we paskin, what's the mokra for this Isra HaNoah? So the Gemara has a machlekes Amoraim. So one Amora Chizkiya said that the pasuk says Lo Ye Ochel Chametz. It doesn't say Lo Yochel Chametz. It says Lo Ye Ochel Chametz. So Lo Ye Ochel has the connotation that even things which are not actual achila per se, even other types of activities which are related perhaps to achila, are also considered to be included in this Isser. That's Chizkiya's mokra. And Rabbi Abba, who's the Bar Plukt of Chizkiya, says no, that the mokra that Chametz is also B'Hanoah is based on just the simple word lo yochel. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat chametz. The word achila, according to Rabbi Abba, by definition always means hanah. How did Rabbi Abba know that? So the Amr Rabbi Abba, kol makom shenema lo yochel lo sochel lo sochlu, that whenever the Torah uses the phrase don't eat such and such, no matter what the lashon that the Torah uses, whether it says lo yochel lo yochel lo sochel lo sochlu, doesn't matter what the dictic of the word is. The halacha is echad isra achila ve'echad isra hanah b'mashma. It always means both an Isra Achila and an Isra Hanoah. How in the world did Rabbi Abba know that? So says Rabbi Yehuda, actually, part lecha kosa kedusha, part lecha benevela. The pasuk says in Parshas Re'e, "Losoch l'kol nevela." You're not allowed to eat nevela. You're not allowed to eat an animal that died by itself without a kosher shechita. And then the Torah says, but if you want, you can give it to the goyim. You can sell it to the goyim. So comes up Yabo and says, why does the Torah have to permit you to sell the nevela to the goyim? Where would you have ever thought that it's also? The Torah didn't say, don't be net nef of nevela. The Torah says, don't eat nevela. So in the same breath that the Torah says, don't eat nevela, it turns around and says, oh, and by the way, it's mutar b'hana. So says Rabbi Abba, we can infer from here that whenever the Torah says, lo socho, whenever the Torah says, don't eat such and such, eating doesn't just mean eating. Eating means eating, partaking, benefiting from, in any shape or form. Hana is also included under the Isra of Achila, unless the Torah tells you an exception. And in the case of Nevel, the Torah tells you an exception. But, says Rabbi Abba, in the case of Chametz, the Torah does not give you an exception. The Torah never says that Chametz is mutar b'hana, so it's understood that it's also b'hana, because of lo sochlu Chametz. So at the end of the day, both Chizkiah and Rabbi Abba agree that Chametz is also b'hana. That wasn't the Machlokes. But the Machlokes is, what about other Yisurim in the Chumash? Other places where the Torah says not to eat something, does Machlokes Yisurim by definition include Hana? Or do we say no, that Achilu l'chud v'hana l'chud? So the Gemara goes through a long discussion and challenging Rabbi Abba's basic premise that the word achila always means hano unless you know to the contrary. The Gemara goes through just about every one of the machalos asuras that we're familiar with and points out that there are many, many cases of machalos asuras which are in fact mutar b'hano. So let's say, for example, the Gemara says trefa, the hema trefa, an animal which has kind of a wound, has a hole or something inside, it's long, it's hard, etc. So it's a treifa. So the halacha is that a treifa is mutar b'hana. How could that be? The Torah says lo sochlu treifa. So the answer is the next pasuk. The pasuk is like kelav tashlichu l'chidah. So the Torah itself gives us an exception to the rule and says no, you're allowed to feed it to the dogs. That's a raya that treifa is mutar b'hana. So the Gemara says the Torah says not to eat chazir, and we know that chazir is mutar b'hana. How do you know that? So the Gemara dug up a pasuk also. A special riboy, a gzeres hakas that says chazir is mutar. And the Gemara says, and what about other things? The Chaylev, the Gemara says, oh, guess what? There's a pasuk for that also. And what about Giranosha? Guess what? There's a pasuk for that also. At the end of the day, if you realize that there's just about no example of Machalos Asuros, which is really also Bahanoah, which Rabbi Abba, it was Machadish. Rabbi Abba came up with this unbelievable Chiddush that every time the Torah says Achil, it always means Tanoah, and the Gemara chips away and chips away and chips away and chips away. And at the end of the day, the Gemara found one, Chulin Shenishchot Be'azara. Big deal. That's the one case the Gemara was able finally to discover that Rabbi Abba would have something to say about that topic. The Gemara ends, it's a very, very big letdown at the end of the Tublad in the Sugya. But what's important for our purposes is as follows. The Gemara asks the Kasha, one of the Machalos Asuras that the Gemara shepherds Rabbi Abba with is Chadash. We'll go back to next to the Mar Makamas. You're not allowed to eat Chadash. The Torah never says you're not allowed to get Hanoa from Chadash. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat chadash, but according to Rabbi Abba, eating and hanoah is synonymous. Utsanad, you look at Mishnah, kotzel l'shachas l'machal l'behemah. That the Mishnah says the Farish that you're permitted to harvest the grain of chadash and feed it to the animals. So the animals don't have to check the chadash list. It's mutter b'hanoah. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Abba, how could chadash be mutter b'hanoah? It should be included in the yisur of echad yisur achil v'echad yisur hanoah b'mashma. So comes the Gemara and says, guess what? Chadash is also an exception to the rule. Amr of Shemaya. Shani Hasam Diyamakor, Kitzirchem, Kitzirchem Shalachem, Yehei. Pasuk says, Gzeres HaKosa, don't ask any kashas. Pasuk says, you're harvesting, Mokar, that Chadash is in fact Mutar B'hana. So the Yerushalmi asks the exact same question as the Bavli and gives an entirely different answer. You skip down to the bottom of the Mar Makamos, the last line, the Yushami Maseches Pesachim, in the same sugi, the same analysis of Rabbi Abba, the Yushami asks, so how could Rabbi Abba say that whenever the Torah says don't eat, it means hana, but chadash we know is mutar b'hana. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Mari Achved Rabbi Yossi, Shanya he, Shani Hossam, in effect, it's the aristocratic way of saying Shani Hossam, Shekava Kosav Zman, that chadash is fundamentally different than other Isurim, because Chadash is a temporary Isser. Chadash is something that's going to go away after a little bit of time. It's going to come the second day of Pesach, Chadash is going to become Mutter. What's the Yerushalmi telling us? That when did Rabbi Abba say his Yesod that whenever something is also Be'achila, by definition it's also Be'hana, that's by permanent Isserim, like Nevela. That's by, in theory, Chazer, and the Gemara of Korah, the Pasuk for that also. In theory, chayla, but the Gemara quoted a pasuk for that also. But when it comes to chadash, you don't need a pasuk, says Yerushalmi. You don't need a pasuk to be matir chadash. Chadash, by definition, is not going to be asa b'hanah, because chadash is a different type of an issa. It's an issa which is set only in time. It's a temporary type of an issa. So says the Asameach, if you notice carefully, the Gemara, the Ba'abli asked the question from Chadash, and the Yerushalmi asked the question from Chadash. Whereas the Yerushalmi gave a good svara to the Mechalek, why Chadash is different from the other Mechalas HaSaros, the Ba'abli did not give a svara. The Ba'abli said a pasuk. The Ba'abli said a gzeres hakosov of k'tzircham shalachem yehei. Why didn't the Ba'abli give the svara of the Yerushalmi? What was fundamentally wrong, according to the Ba'abli, with this distinction of the Yerushalmi? So the Asameach takes what would appear to be a very innocent machlekes, Ba'am and Yerushalmi. It's not even clear it's a machlekes. It could be that they're both reasons are true. But the Asameach says no. There's something basic, fundamental taking place here between the Ba'abli and the Yerushalmi. And that is as follows. We know from the brisket terminology, but the Gemara has this phrase, that there are Yisuri Gavra and there are Yisuri Chetzah. The Gemara spells this out most clearly in the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, where the Gemara says that a person takes a neder, that this bread should be also to him, that's a lashon of a Chetzah, that the Chetzah of the bread is also, the object itself is also. Whereas if a person swears he's not going to eat the bread, he's also not allowed to eat the bread, but there the emphasis is on the Gavra, is on the person. That's a different type of an issa. Gemara in the beginning, Maseches Nedarim, spells out there are nafkaminas ladina between Isur Chefza and Isur Gavra. When Isur Chefza means that there's something intrinsically now wrong with the object, whereas Isur Gavra means there's nothing wrong with the object, means I, the person, aren't allowed to eat that particular object. So there is a big machlekes in the Rishonim about Isur Torah. Is Chazir, is that an Isur Gavra, is that an Isur Chefza? Is Nevela, Vos B'cholav, are those Isur Gavra, are those Isur Chefza? So the Asameach suggests that maybe that's the root of what the Yerushalmi is saying. That when does Rabbi Abol's Yisod make sense? That whenever the Torah asks us something, so it's also both Be'achila Uvahano, so that makes sense when you're dealing with the Nisachetza. Basically, what the Nisachetza means is that this object is a Dovra Metuav. This is something that the Torah wants us to stay away from. So if the Torah says that you have to stay away from the Vela, don't eat the Vela, so the Torah is saying the Vela is a Nisachetza, something wrong with the Vela, so I have to assume that not only am I not allowed to eat it, I have to assume that I'm not allowed to get enough from it as well. Unless the Torah says to the contrary. Unless the Torah gives you a special freebie, a special heter, that it's mutter. But kolzma, the Torah wasn't mutter, I have to assume it's a problem. Or treifa, chaylev, get a nosh, etc. All these isurim, which are isurei chefza, so echad isurei chilev, echad isurei v'hanav v'mashma. So comes the Rishami Yimsach and says, what about chadash? Chadash, we should also apply the same rule, that echad isurei chilev, echad isurei hanav. Comes the Rishami and puts the brakes on and says, no, chadash is not in isurei chefza. Chadash is an Issa Gavra. How do I know that it's an Issa Gavra? Because it's about to disappear in a few days. In a few weeks it's going to be Mutter. When can you say that something is an Issa Chefza? Chefza is a spiritual poison. So I can understand that something is a Nevela. Once Nevela, always Nevela. Once Chelev, always Chelev. Once get a Nasha, always get a Nasha. So something which is also the Olam Vod, then I can conjure up the image in my mind of being an Issa Chefza. Something which is easy come, easy go. Yeah, it's also today, but Mutter tomorrow. So how can you call that an Issa Chefza? It's a joke. That's an Issa Gavra. I mean, the Torah says you as a person shouldn't do this action today, but tomorrow it's going to be mutter for you to do it. So comes the Asameach and says that's the Shakva Tari of the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi thought that Chadash is the same as all other Yisurim. It should be subject to the Yisur Hanah. Kamash Milan the Yerushalmi that no, that Shani Yishakavar Kosav Zman. That since Chadash is an Issa Zman, that's Megala that reveals about the very nature of the Yisra as being an Issa Gavra, not an Issa Chetza. Whenever it's an Issa Gavra, so then it's not subject to the discussion of Rabbi Abel. That's how the Asameach learns Pshat in the Yerushalmi. The question is, what about the Ba'avli? What did the Ba'avli have to say about this topic? So the Ba'avli, let's not forget, asked the same exact kasha, Hare Chadash, and Chadash we know is Mutabano, and the Ba'avli did not give the Shtikl Torah in saying, no, this is different because it's an Issa Zmani. The Ba'avli said, you're right, Chadash Shetaka be a problem, and we better find a Pasuk. I think about it, works, we'll find the Pasuk Ketzirchem. Says the Asameach, why didn't the Ba'avli give the Yerushalmi's Teretz? Says the Asameach, because the Ba'avli held that just because something is an Issa Zman, doesn't necessarily mean it's not an Issa Chefza. You could have a temporary problem in an Issa Chefza. Let's say, from the Moshel Nether, Nether is a good example. A person takes a Nether, that this bread should be usher on him for the next week. After the week's over, the bread becomes mutter. You can't have a temporary Isser Neder. There are some Yishanim who say that the Isser Nezirah is like an Isser Chefza also. that a person says he's not going to drink wine, after a month he's going to be mutter to drink wine. So that idea that the Yerushalmi says you can't have a temporary Yisra Chefza, maybe that's not true. Maybe that's goof for what the Machlokes of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi was. So everybody agrees that Rabbi Abba only makes sense in the realm of Yisra Chefza. The Machlokes of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is there an absolute klal that an Yisra Zmani, a temporary Yisra, this must be Gavra. The Yerushalmi says must be that way, therefore Rabbi Abba doesn't make sense to Chadosh. And the Bavli says, loved after that is necessarily true. So the Arsamech created this whole Shigul Torah, Machlokes, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, about the nature of Chadosh. So now comes the Arsamech with the punchline. This idea that I say, Dochel Osa say, that one mitzvah is going to push off, a positive mitzvah is going to push off a prohibition, so says the Arsamech, that only makes sense when you're in the same league. That only makes sense when you're in the same ballpark. What does it mean in the same ballpark? A mitzvah the gavra can be doch al iser on the gavra. A mitzvah on the chefza can be doch an iser on the chefza. Says the Yosemech, a mitzvah on the gavra is going to be doch an iser on the chefza. You're mixing apples and oranges. If the Torah says this is a bad thing, this is a dovra metuav, how could you as a gavra use this dovra metuav to fulfill your mitzvah? So says the Yosemech, if you notice, it was the Yerushalmi which asked the question, let matzah be docha the iser of chadosh. Rishami was bothered with this kasha, and Rishami came up with all kinds of answers, and Tosis came up with other answers. Everyone's trying to solve this problem of Asei Dochel Osei. What's clear from the Rishami's question is that in theory, Asei Dochel Osei should apply here. There's really no fundamental reason why Asei Dochel Osei doesn't apply by Matzah versus Chadosh. Technical grounds, that Gezeres, Asei Kadim Adib, are very, very technical hitches in terms of this answering this kasha. But in terms of the Ikaron, in theory, there's nothing wrong with Asei Dochel Osei applying over here. Says the Yosemech, the Bavli did not even ask this kasha. Look throughout the Bavli, there's no mention of this kasha whatsoever. Why did the Bavli think of this kasha? Says the Yosemech, the Bavli was convinced that it was a terrible kasha mitchila. You know why? Because the Bavli held that Chadosh is an Issa Chefza. How can the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, which is clearly a mitzvah of the Gavra, it's not the mitzvah that the Matzah should be eaten, the mitzvah that you should eat Matzah, according to the Bavli, how in the world could my mitzvah and my Gavra of Achilas Matzah even dream of being Deichel Yisrael Chefza on the Chadosh? The only reason why the Rishami felt that it was a good question is because the Rishami, the Shittasai, held that Chadosh is also an Isser and the Gavra. Because since Chadosh, notwithstanding the fact that Chadosh is Machalas Asuros, but since it's a type of Machalas Asuros, that is temporary, so since the Rishami held the Yisrael, this is that temporary surah must be surah Gavra, so the Rishami was free to say that let the mitzvah on the Gavra of Achilas Matzah be doiched, the losas, and on the Gavra of Chadosh, and the Rishami attacked a good kash, and the Rishami had to come up with some really good reasons. Rosh Enkin, the Bavli, didn't dream of this kash of Itchila, because according to the Bavli, this is an Issa Gavra, and that's an Issa Chetzav, and they have nothing to do with each other, not even in the same ballpark. It's not shayach for one to be doiched another. This idea that Yor Samech is developing for us, that there's a fundamental issue going on, that how you view temporary surim, a temporary surim by definition Yisuri Gavra, or a temporary surim by definition could also be Yisuri Chefza. So now we have to come back to what really interests us. What really interests us is Chometz. Chometz is also a temporary Yisur. So maybe according to the Rishon, we have a tremendous Chiddush, that maybe one could argue that something which is only temporary, if it must be an Issa Gavra, so maybe Chametz, by definition, is also an Issa Gavra. Whereas according to the Bavli, that's not necessarily true. According to the Bavli, just because it's temporary, it doesn't necessarily commit it to be an Issa Gavra. Maybe it's an Issa Chefza. Might not mean it with a Chodesh, an Issa Gavra, an Issa Chefza. Who cares? Bottom line is not related to Chametz anyway. So it may not be such a big nafkamina in terms of Achilas Chametz, but it may have a tremendous ramifications in terms of other Issurim of Chametz, such as owning Chametz. Is the Issurim of Bayi Rava Yematzei, is that an Isser, a Surim which are Munachim are Kakafta the Gavra? So it's a Gavra oriented that I am not allowed to own Chametz? Or is the emphasis supposed to be more on the Chametz? Namely, the Chametz is not allowed to be owned. That's more of an Isser Chefza. So maybe one could argue that may be the issue that the Bavli and the Rishami are arguing about. But according to the Bavli, temporary Surim could very well be Isser Chefza. So maybe Chametz is a Chefza the Isser. Whereas according to the Rishami, the temporary Surim by default must be Gavra oriented, so maybe by Rav Emat is also more Gavra oriented. So my nafkamina to that, whether it's Gavra Chefza, so this becomes real. This is real. These are the real stakes now. Now you get a real shayla. This is a famous question that already the Achronim have been pupling about for the last 100 years about what's the din if a person is in one time zone and he has chametz in another time zone, and Pesach has already started in the other time zone, or Pesach has already ended in the other time zone. What's the din of Bai Rava Emotze? Does Bai Rava Emotze follow where the person is, or does Bai Rava Emotze follow where the chametz is? So the Mishnas Yavetz from Jolti suggested that maybe this shayla should depend on the source of Nech. Everything should go back all the way to this original shayla. Namely, if you hold that Bai Rava Emotze is a gavur-oriented isurim, so then you have to ask yourself one question. Are you in a place where Bai Rava Emotze applies now? Whether the chametz is there or not is totally irrelevant. But if you hold the other side of the Hakira, that it's really Chefza-oriented, so then maybe you ask yourself the wrong question. Maybe the real question you have to ask yourself is, where is the Chometz? That's the question. This is an open question that the Gedolei HaPoskim are still debating about which is the Iker. Is the Iker the Gav, is the Iker the Chefza? It's hard to be Mevarer. Maybe this Sugya may shed some light on this perhaps. There is one last teretz that is a suggestion to this original question of the Yushami, why I say Dochel also say isn't applicable when it comes to Master versus Chadosh. That's based on the second to the last Ma'am Mekomas, the Bryce of the Pierce Masechus Menachos. So Vishum ben Allah Zomer, Kosta Vechad Omer, Sheshes Yom Tocha Matzos, Kosta Vechad Omer, Shivas Yom Matzos Tochel. One place the Torah speaks about eating Matzos 6 days, one place 7 days. So we're all familiar with the Pshat that the Gemara Sochem says, that Rashi Chumash quotes, that the reason why the Torah leaves out the seventh day is to tell you that you don't really have to eat Matzos on the seventh day, which is megala to you, that you don't really have to eat matzah the first 6 days either. That the whole shivas yom matzah techelu is more b'toras reshus than b'toras chiyuv. That's what the Gemara Pesachim says. But the Gemara Masechas Menachos quotes a little bit of a different interpretation, that the Rishonim write that both interpretations are true. That Hakeit said, how do you miyash of these two psukim, once a six, once a seven? So the answer is, matzah she'iyah teyochel ochla shiva minachadosh, teyochel ochla shisha minachadosh. That the Torah says there's a certain type of matzah out there that you take a kenny for 7 days. And what's that matzah? That matzah is a matzah shel chadosh. So, therefore what? So, then maybe this passage just means on for lunch on the first day you can't eat the matzah shel chadosh. How do you know that you can't eat it for the nighttime? Why don't you say, Esther Dochel also say? So, one of the Rishonim suggests that maybe what the Gemara is telling her is as follows, that in addition to the prohibition of eating chadosh, there's an Isser Aseh. The Isser Aseh is, Sheishes Yom Tocha Matzos. That pasuk Sheishes Yom is talking about Matzos Shachadosh, specifically Matzos Shachadosh. So the Torah says Sheishes Yom Tocha Matzos, with the implication being that the first day don't eat matzah. That's called like a lava b'machol asay. But the Torah says do such and such, with the implication being that you can't do such and such. So that's a mitzvah asay. So we have a rule in Hilchos Asay Dochelos Asay that ein asay dochelos asay v'asay. That in a mitzvah asay can only be docha one lav, one dechia per customer. So if the Isra of Chadosh would have been just a lav b'alma, then taka, maybe the Yushami's taka right. Maybe I said the whole thing should apply Minat Torah. They have to pilpul with all the qual that we said. But once the Mechadish does the special exas because of that the eating of Chadosh is in addition to being a lav is also an Isra Asay, so then you go fall back on the regular rules. The Gemara Yavama says that Ein Asay Docha Asay Velos Asay. I'll call upon him if you slice it. It would appear that that first Pesach the taka did not eat Chadosh, but the Mitzvah Asay of Matzah lost out to the Isra of Chadosh. So according to the first day in Tosus, is the Rishami's first day is because Esen Kodem Adibur can't be Docha Losus Eliachar Adibur. Or the second day in Tosus, Gezer, Kazai Shemishan, Otsu, Kazai Shein, with all the complications of the Shittus HaRambam, whether that's the correct Torah or not. Then we have the Osamech, Shtukul Torah, based on the Babi and the Rishami, that one is an Asay in the Gavr, one is a Losus in the Cheftus, so the two can't line up against one another. And then the fourth possibility that some Rishonim suggests, based on this Gemara Maseches Menachos, the Chodesh is an Asay and a Losus Asay, and the rule is that Ein Asay Docha Asay Velos Asay.
Yeah, I mean anything.